Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link First Quarter 2015 Earnings Release Presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figure, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. Now, if you will please turn to page 2 for our first quarter income statement. During the first quarter of 2015, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 6.7 billion, which declined 19.8% from sequential quarter and 6.4% from first quarter a year ago. The US dollar rally has made cost management difficult, and our channel partner decided to push out orders to reevaluate products and pricing strategy. Sequential results also reflected slower seasonality pattern in the retail business, as well as slower project pull-in. I'll go into more detail in the respective regions and products performance in later slides. Let's move down to the gross margin. Including inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 26.5%, down from 26.9% due to margin erosion as a result of the strong dollar, as mentioned above. Operating expenses for the first quarter was NT dollar 1.93 billion, or 28.7% of net sales, and in absolute dollar term, a reduction of NT dollar 181 million, reflecting our conscious effort to manage our bottom line and partly due to favorable exchange translation impact. Operating margin in first quarter 2015 was negative 2.2% as compared to 1.7% of the previous quarter, largely due to a lower revenue base. Non-operating income reported this period was negative NT dollar 44 million as compared to non-operating loss of NT dollar 143 million in prior quarter. Consolidated net loss after tax and minority interest was NT dollar 232 million as compared to consolidated income of NT dollar 47 million in the fourth quarter last year. EPS was negative NT dollar 0.37 per share based on the netted weighted average capital of NT dollar 6.2 billion. Please move to page 3 for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Net operating loss reported for the first quarter was 44 million as compared to NT dollar 140 million sequentially, largely due to higher investment income reported from our equity investee company and less FX loss reported. Turning on to page 4 for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 2 billion. Account receivable was 5.7 billion, down NT dollar 935 million, and account receivable turnover days lowered to 75 days from 81 days as reported in the previous quarter, in line with our credit offering. Inventory was down NT dollar 799 million sequentially, reported at NT dollar 5.8 billion, and inventory turnover improved to 101 days. Now please turn to page 5 for the company key financial ratios. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of  1.63 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.65. Return on equity for the first quarter was negative 7.7. Now please turn to page 6 for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continued to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 59% of our consolidated net revenue, followed by Europe 20% and North America 21%. For the North America region, first quarter 2015 sales were lower on quarter-over-quarter basis, down 9.7% coming off peak retail season. However, North America sales has gone up 44.7% on year-over-year basis with the successful launch of our AC routers. Sales in the European market were down 31.7% from sequential quarter, given weak market condition due to the weak currency, making imported goods more expensive and slower project pull-in. Emerging and Asia Pacific market was down by 18% quarter-over-quarter and down 14.3% year-over-year, mostly due to slower project deployment as regions affected by low oil price, weak currency, and unrest political situation. Despite challenging operating environment, we will continue to focus on our market strength and make strategic R&D investment in order to capitalize on the future market recovery in the fast-growing connected home as well as business cloud services. Please move on to page 7, which show our 2015 first quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 62% of total first quarter revenue, while broadband was at 17%, digital home at 13%, and others with 8%. During the first quarter in 2015, the lower sales in switch and wireless market reflected seasonality pattern in the retail market as compared to sequential quarter. With our successful AC routers launch in North America, wireless sales were up 13.9% on year-over-year basis. We'll continue to push IP cameras and AC router sales with continuous product rollout plan to offer better price and form factors, which should contribute to revenue growth in the second half year. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link's Investor Relations.